The new year is here, and it's the perfect time to kickstart your meditation practice. The Morning Meditation for Women podcast has short, daily guided meditations that will help you start your day with intention and focus, and make it so easy to get you into the habit. Imagine feeling so much more calm and confident in 2025. Follow and listen to Morning Meditation for Women on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's time now for today's Strawberry Letter. And if you need advice on relationships, work, sex, parenting, and more, please submit your Strawberry Letter to steveharveyfm.com by clicking on Submit Strawberry Letter. We could be reading your letter live on the air, just like we're going to read this one right here, right now. And you never know, it could be yours.
It could be yours. So buckle up and hold on tight. Get ready. Here it is, Strawberry Letter.
Thank you, nephew. Subject, he can't talk without touching me. Dear Stephen Shirley, I met a man online, and he's a decent guy with a good job and a great set of friends. We've gone on double dates with my friends and his friends, and I did that because that's how you get to really know a person. The drawback of it is that my friends also get to point out the bad things about my man. We had a double date with my best friend and her man, and my bestie said that it's too soon for my man to be as hands-on as he is, meaning he can't talk without touching me. She said he was going to start pressuring me for sex too soon. She was spot on with that one, so I couldn't be mad at her. The second date was with my cousin and her husband and my cousin's husband. That the guy shouldn't be grabbing my butt in public like that because it's tasteless. I did not care what he said because I know he's not a romantic type of guy from what my cousin has said about him. But when I'm alone with my new man and in public, he really can't talk without putting his hands on my body. In the car, he wants to hold my hand and drive with his left hand. He has his hand on my thigh when we're having dinner, and if we're at a bar having a drink, he will slide my chair right up beside him so he can rub my shoulder or have his hand in various places on my body. We met 7 weeks ago, and we haven't been intimate, but like my bestie said, he's already itching to have sex. The final straw for me was when he put his hand between my legs in a restaurant and asked if he could have it. I asked what it was. It's a complete and utter turnoff. Do I throw away the man for this one flaw, or is this something we can work on? He doesn't do well with subtle hints. Oh, he's a little out of control doing that in public and at a restaurant, but the most important thing here is what you're comfortable with, and that's it. That's all. If you don't want this man that you've only been dating for 7 weeks to have his hands all over you, and you shouldn't, why don't you say something to him? Why don't you tell him to stop? Move his hands away. It is very disrespectful of him to be touching you so inappropriately and in front of your friends and family like that. How have you let it go this long? That's my question to you. If you don't want him to do it to you, then don't let him do it to you. You got to be realistic, though. I mean, he's a man who is obviously attracted to you, and I'm sure he feels 7 weeks is a long time on his calendar. He's ready to get busy, but clearly you're not, because you're still trying to get to know him. But you got to remember, I mean, it's simple. This is your body, and if you're not stopping him or slapping him, and you're not saying anything about his touching you, he's not going to stop. You got to tell him if that's what you want. If he leaves because you spoke up for yourself, then let him go. If he stays, tell him you don't want him touching you like that anymore. You want to get to know him, and you guys need to slow down. Steve?
This letter, it's so common sense. It's just, Shirley's absolutely correct in what she said. This letter's, it's really what you want, but you're not conveying this to the man. So what you want him to do? Because right now this dude, he don't think he's doing nothing wrong, but you think the man is wrong. And now I'm gonna tell you where I'm going to tell you, well, let me show you a couple things in this letter. You met this man online. He's a decent guy, got a good job, great set of friends. We go on double dates with friends and his friends, my friends and his friends. I did that because that's how you get to really know a person, okay? That's a good idea because you got to see how he interacts with other people's opinion of him, his opinion of your friends. That's a good deal. The drawback is that my friends also get to point out the bad things about my man. Well, didn't you just say that's why you went out with him, so you could get to know him? And sometimes you can get your friend's opinions can matter, but they shouldn't, but they can. Depend on who the friend is, see. We had a double date with my best friend and her man, and my bestie said that it's too soon for my man to be hands-on as he is, meaning he can't talk without touching me. She said he was going to start pressing me for sex too soon. Yeah. Because why? Because that's what we do. That's why he dating you. He dating you to have sex. That's why all men date you. Is this a secret? Is this a new book? All men date you because they want to have sex with you. I have a shocker for you. Y'all date men because y'all want to have sex with them. That, ta-da. Yeah, take them frowns off y'all's face on this Zoom. Yes. That's why you date men. Now, y'all not going to outwardly say that because you want some other things too, of course. But at the bottom line, you know what this about. Stop. Come on now. How we going to have a family? I want to get married one day. I want to have a family. We know what we're going to have to do then. Let's get to doing it. That's what this is all about. She was spot on with that one, her girlfriend. He was going to press me to have sex. Ta-da, she ain't brilliant. So I couldn't be mad with her. The second day was with my cousin, and her husband said the guy shouldn't be grabbing my butt in public like that because it's tasteless. That is tasteless, grabbing your butt in front of people. That's tasteless.
It is. Hang on, Steve. We'll have part two of your response coming up at 23 minutes after the hour. Today's Strawberry Letter subject, he can't talk without touching me. We'll get back into it right after this. All right, come on, Steve. Let's recap today's Strawberry Letter. The subject is, he can't talk without touching me.
Yeah, I know, lady. And you've been out with your friends with him and everything, and they done told you he's a little touching too much because he gonna press you for sex. She was right about that. Duh. Yeah, he is gonna ask you for sex eventually. I think you know that. That's why both y'all was online. You get online so you can find a relationship. But in order to be in a relationship, you're going to have to relate why you feeling like you own a ship. And what do
the
ship
do? What is that analogy?
Do?
What?
It rocks back
Say
and
what,
forth.
Say what?
You online to get Come on. Into a relationship.
Okay.
To be in a relationship, you have to have a relation with someone, and it's got to feel like y'all on a ship. Because the ship rocks back and forth.
Okay.
That's what a relationship is. Two people that can relate to each other till it gets so good, y'all start rocking back and forth.
Wow.
That's the relationship.
Wow.
My God.
How come we can't see that, huh?
Right.
No. What the hell? Now, your girlfriend talking about he too hands-on. He gonna want to have sex soon. Yes, he is.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he gonna want to. Not soon, now.
It's been 7 weeks.
She was spot on with that, so I couldn't be mad at her. The second day, my cousin and her husband said the guy shouldn't be grabbing my butt in public like that because it's tasteless. That's true. Tasteless is true. But your other cousin, though, telling you he gonna pressure you for sex, that's what he supposed to do. Why is this her damn business, though? Didn't her husband press her for sex one day? Did she have it? I did not care what he said because I know he's not a romantic type of the guy. Okay, but you did care what the other lady said. What my cousin has said. But when I'm alone with my new man and in public, he really can't talk without putting his hands on my body. In the car, he want to hold my hand and drive with the left hand. Damn. Maybe it ain't just your cousin's husbands that ain't romantic. Maybe you ain't romantic either, see. A man want to hold your hand while he driving. Damn, most women go, wow, that is so nice. He wants to hold my hand while he driving. You know, what is you touching me for? He has his hand on my thigh when we having dinner. And if we at a bar having a drink, he would slide my chair right up next to him so he could rub my shoulder or have his hands in various places on my body. Billy, we met 7 weeks ago and we haven't been intimate, but like my bestie said, he's already itching to have sex. Already? When did you just that come to you after 7 weeks? He was ready for that long time ago. Now, I admire you for waiting and trying to get to know the man. It kind of pushes you towards that 90-day rule I created. And it makes a little bit of sense, but at 7 weeks, he's pressing. He's pressing. Now, the final straw for me was when he put his hand between my legs in the restaurant. Wait a minute, hold up, lady. Hold on. There's been a whole lot of touching going on for 7 weeks. Why are you still going out with him if this is so repulsive? If this touching, just 7 weeks of touching. Now, he done been on your thigh. He done been on your shoulder. He done been all up in your hair. He done been on your kneecap. He done had your hand when he driving. Now y'all in the restaurant. Now you talking about a final straw. He done put his hands between your legs. We at the promised land now. We at the Holy Grail. We in front of the Grand Canyon.
You have made your point.
We right there at Niagara Falls. We at Victoria Lake. We at the Empire State. We at one of the 7 wonders of the world. That's number 8 right there. And all of y'all have one, the 8th wonders of the world. And I'll be damned if it ain't one of the most wonderful wonders I've ever seen in my life. I've been to the Grand Canyon. He ain't got that. Grand Canyon ain't got nothing on that thing. Nothing. I've been to Niagara Falls. I'd rather be standing in front of a fine woman than to be at Niagara Falls. I'm telling you right now, it ain't all that. I've seen the Empire State. I've been to Victoria Lakes. I've been to all these places. Ain't nothing like standing right there in front of me. I'm just telling you, it's something.
I think we get it. I really do.
Well, I don't think you do. I'm painting this picture. I only got a minute left, so let me go and get to this. He put his hand between my leg in the restaurant and asked if he could have it. I asked what it was. You know good and hell well what it is. What is you playing stupid for? I'm sick of your little dumbass letter. What is it? You know exactly what it is. You know what he doing? What is it? It. You mean what is it? It's why we here. It's why I'm buying this damn dinner. It's why I'm driving. It's why I bathed today. It's why I spent money on this suit. It's why I bought this damn bottle of cologne.
Yells.
It's the reason that the world go round. What do you mean? What do you mean? What is it? You know what it is.
Leave your comments on today's Strawberry Letter on Instagram at Steve Harvey FM. And check us out on the Strawberry Letter podcast. Good morning. This is Shirley Strawberry, and tis the season for happiness and love and giving and family. Happy holidays from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show on 97.1 QMG.